Shanti, a greeting of peace to my sisters and my brothers. We're looking at the impact of spirituality in our daily life. And today, let's explore the ability to forgive. I have made many mistakes in my own time, and it's also true that there have been others who have wronged against me, and so there are mistakes that others have made. It's important that I should be able to forgive myself. I should be able to experience God's forgiveness for me. And then I'll also be able to forgive others. If I think about my own mistakes and allow them to interfere in the things that I'm doing here and now at this moment, there is such a block that I'm not able to carry on any further. I carry the burden of the past with me, and it blocks any progress that I could make at this moment. However, if I can look back at my mistakes, and in the presence of God, in the remembrance of God, be able to ask God's forgiveness through my own deep realization and transformation, I know that God is willing to forgive me. God is willing to forget my past, but I also have to be able to forgive myself and forget my own past. Every tradition has remembered the fact that we're children of God, and from the moment that I realize this deeply, that I'm the child of the Supreme, the child of the Creator who is divine, and so the seeds of divinity are within my own inner being also. In this new spiritual birth, in this new consciousness, in which I'm allowing the past to end, it's like dying alive, letting go of the things of the past, so that I can experience my spiritual rebirth. And in this spiritual rebirth, then I'm able to experience a new beginning. Sometimes God is willing to forgive us, but we hang on to our own guilt and we are unwilling to forgive ourselves. It somehow seems to be a pattern in human nature to punish the self and to hold on to the things of the past. I wonder why this is, because the past is actually a burden, but somehow we want to carry those burdens and not allow God to take those burdens from us. God is willing to do this, but we are unwilling to allow God to do this sometimes. Forgiving myself doesn't mean ignoring my mistakes, because in fact, in the process of forgiveness, the essential element is that of realization and transformation. If the mistakes of the past continue today in my life also, then I haven't finished with the past, but the past is ongoing in my present in the mistakes as I continue with them. But at the point where I'm ready to have transformation, I look back, I see the lessons that I've had to learn, unwillingly sometimes maybe, but nonetheless I'm ready to learn from them. Putting them in front of God, seeking God's forgiveness, then, because God is willing to let go, I can also do the same for myself, so long as, from this moment on, the things of the past don't interfere in my present. They mustn't interfere, either in terms of my memory. If my memory is pulled back to the images and the scenes of the past again and again, then that's going to be a disruption. but also neither in my nature or my behavior. If today my present is still arising from my own past nature, and that behavior tendency continues, then the mistakes also continue. But to let go of the past means really truly to finish. And in my new birth as God's child, to allow the divine qualities that are there within the self to emerge and be expressed in my behavior from today. In this experience of being able to forgive myself and allowing God's love to reach me and experiencing how much God has been able to forgive the things that I have done, I can then allow my own heart to be generous and be able to forgive others. Sometimes people say that it's important not to forget, so that the things of the past don't continue into the present. They feel that if we keep alive the past and don't allow ourselves to forget the mistakes, then we won't repeat them at the present moment. However, history seems to indicate otherwise, and my own personal experience also the same. In terms of the forgiving of others, every tradition has taught us the value of love, of mercy and generosity. And the practical expression of these qualities in our life is to be able to forgive. If I'm not able to forgive, can I say that there is true love? If I'm not able to have generosity of heart and spirit, and I'm not able to have compassion and mercy, can I be considered a spiritual human being? When people have said, keep alive the things of the past so that they stay as a memorial, so that we don't repeat the mistakes of the past. In fact, if I think about the civilization of the country in which I've been born, India, the tradition here has been that there has been a great deal of forgiveness. There have been many different things in history, many different incidents, and invasions have taken place, all sorts of atrocities have taken place, but we haven't created memorials to those things. And so history has been finished and we've been able to move on. And whenever and wherever a memorial is created of past suffering and a human spirit isn't allowed to forget or to forgive, then those same mistakes continue to be repeated. I think, in fact, they actually sow the seeds of discontent and allow aggression to come up once again. I'm thinking about certain other civilizations where I've been a witness to a situation where people from two different traditions, two different geographical locations, stood up and in the middle of a United Nations session that was talking about eliminating discrimination, one individual stood up and spoke about the things of history around 700 years ago. The other person, who had been accused, stood up and spoke to the first person, and he then spoke about incidents in history from 1,000 years ago. And this continued for a couple of hours, each one reciting and repeating incidents from the past. And of course, the animosity in that room between those two people and the accompanying groups that were with them was such that it actually reached a climax and the meeting had to be halted. And so I'm aware that where there are memories of atrocities and violence, and we keep those memories alive, in fact, definitely they incite further violence and further atrocities come up. Can you just let go and finish and say that it never happened at all? No, we can't do that. Something that has happened is a reality. It isn't illusion, it isn't imagination, it isn't just something out of my own mind. It is actually something that has happened. It is a reality. But at this moment, let me be able to look at that reality with an understanding of what it is I need to do at this moment, both in order to be able to better myself as well as allow others around me to move forward. I must look at the things of the past, try and understand what were the energies that created that conflict and what was our part, my part, or the part of my particular affiliation within that situation. And then, having understood it, put it in front of God and allow God to forgive those people, an individual or a group of people, whatever it may have been. In fact, I even wonder whether it's within human capacity to be able to forgive, in the sense that if really there's been something wrong that has been done, within the law of karma, the law of cause and effect, whatever it is that's happened, there's going to be a repercussion that comes back from that. And so what role do I have in the whole process of forgiveness? Surely it's God's mercy and compassion that those individuals need. And drama, the divine play, the divine game is going to continue with the law of cause and effect working its own way. But yes, my role as a participant within the drama has to be such that I don't hold ill feelings in my heart, either against the individual or the group that has perpetrated that particular crime. In this situation, because I'm able to forgive, I'm able to clear my own heart without carrying a burden, not allowing the process of forgiveness to do its work means that I'm carrying ill feelings, and never mind what it's going to do for others, but rather, the first question, what is it doing to myself? A mind that's harboring ill feelings, feelings of anger, bitterness, injustice, sorrow, pain, any of these feelings come if I haven't been able to forgive, then all these feelings are going to be clouding my mind to such an extent that I'm poisoning my own present and spoiling my own future. And so, for the sake of my own life, both in terms of my physical health as well as my emotional well-being, it's important that I should be able to forgive. In terms of physical health also, definitely when there's negative feelings within the mind, there are many negative repercussions that one experiences through the body. And so learning to forgive is a step towards being able to achieve the things that I would like to for myself, for my own life. And so I'm not doing anyone else a favor, but I'm definitely understanding what it is I need for my own health, spirit and body, both together. In terms of forgiving others and the impact of how that works on them also, if I'm to have healthy relationships, surely I have to have a heart that's clean, that's able to have good feelings towards others. If I'm still unable to forgive, the relationship today isn't going to be one in which there's any benefit either to me or to the other. I'm going to be spoiling and damaging the relationship for I don't know how many years further down the line. Forgiving means being able to let go of the past. It's been said that the past comes in like a cloud, a ghost, that prevents me from seeing the opportunities that I have at the present moment. Lack of forgiveness does precisely this. If today there's an opportunity for us to work together and create new things, and I don't forgive, the door of opportunity shuts. A wonderful example of this in our own lifetime, in modern times, has been that of Nelson Mandela. And of course, after him being incarcerated for many years, yet at the point of being released, he truly had a spirit of forgiveness. Because of one individual's forgiveness, it was possible for a whole nation to begin a new chapter. And yes, sure, there are many other things that need to be resolved, but forgiveness has been a very important ingredient to ensure that there is some sort of peace and the possibility of harmony for the future. It's also been said that until all the stories of the past have been opened up and sorted out, there can't be a purging of the past, and it's not possible to move on and forgive and forget. I'm looking at a situation where I've been witness to people who try and do this, and they say that it's important to look into the past and see all the details and all the histories of whatever it is that's happened, and only then can there be the cleansing. And yet what I've observed is that when old stories are dredged up, they bring up very, very strong feelings that are not pleasant feelings. It's difficult in that situation to actually cleanse the soul of the things of the past. I haven't seen it work effectively. Whether it's in terms of the memories of the past that are buried within my own consciousness, and I'm told that I have to emerge all those memories, maybe through some type of therapy or analysis. What I've seen is that instead of being able then to let go of those things, having emerged them and having brought them to the foreground of the consciousness at this point, it becomes a very big burden that the individual finds very difficult to cope with at the present time. Another way is to be able to say, I don't even consciously remember all the details of the past and the things that have happened, but I don't need to. I don't need to challenge the other individuals involved in those things and try and sort out all those histories. But rather, I can say that whatever I did because I lacked spiritual understanding. Whatever it is that others did was probably due to the same. But now that I do have spiritual awareness and understanding, I know that I can receive the power of love and experience healing through God's love. Let me not ask to be healed by human beings. The wounds and the scars that I carry from the past won't be healed by talking about the things of the past or by spilling out all those stories to other human beings. It will only be through God's love and the process of purification that the healing can take place, and through that I can again become whole and be able to face the future and move on. The law of karma is going to do its own work. God's love and forgiveness will do its own work. God's forgiveness is such that it doesn't matter how terrible the crime has been, that at this moment, in the spirit of honesty, in the spirit of realization and transformation, God forgives me. And so surely, I have to be able to have a generous heart and let go, so that then I can be free and move forward. Otherwise, I hold myself a prisoner to the past and put myself in chains. Each day brings something new. Let me face each day with a new zeal and enthusiasm and hope for the future. Hanging on to the things of the past, whatever little or big things may have been like, yet still hanging on to those things mean that there's nothing new that can happen. I'm not giving the opportunity for newness to come and magic to work in my life again. When I let go of the branch that I'm hanging on to, the bird can fly free into the unlimited sky. Hanging on to the branch may feel like support, but it's also actually a bondage. But letting go of it, and there's freedom, and there's infinite space to do the things that I'm actually capable of doing, to allow my own highest potential to blossom. Let's spend a few minutes reflecting on these ideas and experiencing the opening of the heart through God's love. Sitting quietly, I focus on my own inner being. I am a being of light, a being of peace. In this awareness, I enter the presence of the Supreme, the being of infinite light, of infinite love. In God's presence, as I absorb God's love within my own being, I feel secure, protected, and safe. In this awareness, I can open up my own heart and allow God's love to fill me so deeply that the love of the ocean overflows. And the love extends out and reaches others. In this experience of God's pure love, unconditional love, I can feel God's forgiveness for me, and I learn to forgive others as I forgive. I am set free. Forget, and the past can finish, so that something new may begin now, and beautiful things can happen today and tomorrow. I let go of the memories of pain, of sorrow, so that only joy remains. I take God's love and happiness from God, so that I may share these, keeping this connection. I come back to the awareness of my situation here and now, but now for the ability to let go and move on. Let go and let God do what God needs to do. Om Shanti. Shanti, a greeting of peace to my sisters and my brothers. We're looking at the subject of spirituality and its application in our daily life, using the power of spirituality to help us make life smoother, more comfortable for ourselves and others around us. And now, I'd like to look at the subject of how to have self-esteem. One of the universal problems that exists at the present time is a question mark about identity. All of us, wherever it is we live, whoever it is we may be, yet it seems to be a time when we're all having a crisis of identity. Perhaps it's because there's so much impact of global information in our lives that it becomes confusing, knowing exactly who I am, what I'm supposed to be doing, what my responsibilities are. We get many, many mixed messages that come to us from all these different directions. It's also become a time when the paradigms we used to live with seem to have fallen, and we haven't yet been given a stable base, a foundation for a global consciousness or a paradigm that works for us now. The support systems that we used to have, such as family, religion, for example, they don't seem to work anymore in the same way, and so we find ourselves without an anchor, and that's also added to the whole question of identity crisis. Given the fact that we don't know who we are, or our vision of ourself keeps shifting from one goalpost to the next, little surprise then that we're not able to have value for ourselves, or confidence in ourselves, or true self-esteem. If I need to be able to value myself, surely I need to know who I am, and I need to be comfortable with my own identity. And in that state, then I can be stable in that state of self-esteem. Due to lack of self-esteem, we've created many, many artificial supports around ourselves. Sometimes we take the support of culture, country, nationality, religion, gender, we take support of other human beings so that it becomes a situation of dependence. dependency, codependency. It comes to a situation where there's so many confusing issues of emotion within a family that most families today are probably dysfunctional. Many years ago, when I heard the statement that 99.9% of all human beings are codependent, it made me stop and think. And in those days, certainly it wasn't something that was acceptable to everyone. But today, at this point, I think most people would acknowledge that, yes, it's probably very close to the truth. My understanding is that all of these factors arise out of that situation of a lack of self-esteem. On another level, a global issue, and the whole subject of discrimination. My understanding of that too is that there's a direct connection with discrimination and self-esteem. There's been research done at various universities that indicates that when an individual has self-esteem, there's less discriminatory behavior towards others. And when there's low self-esteem, there's higher incidence of discrimination. Look around your own community, your own city, and further out. Look around in the world, and you'll see that this seems to be borne out. Discrimination seems to be increasing continually, even though on another level, one would say that we've become a global village, and so in fact barriers should have broken down, and we should have been able to come closer to one another. Yet the reality is that across the world, we hear a new term now, ethnic cleansing. It's directly connected with discrimination, of course, but on a spiritual level, one would say that it's connected also with lack of understanding of identity and lack of self-esteem. In the situation of today, one can see that it's absolutely vital to come to a point where I know myself, I'm comfortable with myself, I'm able to respect myself, love myself, and then, in that case, I can also extend those same qualities to others